Oh yeah.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Not much, bro. A little tired.
You sounded.
Yeah, it was a. Yeah, man. It's just, ever since like they granted me what I wanted, it's just been longer hours. But like, I call it the death shift because it's like you can't really do much beforehand, and you can't really do much when you get out. So they gave that shit to me yesterday, and they're giving that shit to me today, but I gotta go in a little earlier. And it's like, damn, bro, them all day shifts, they really hit you. Once it hits, like, once you finish your lunch, you like, damn, I got 4 more hours of this shit. You think to yourself like, damn, bro, but nah, yeah, it was just. And plus, you know, bro, no matter what workplace you are in, man, I tend to realize there's always that one person that tries to do the most minimalist work and tries to get by or take the credit. I hate people.
Fuck those bitches.
Swear to God.
I work with like a young kid like that in my department, and safe to say he just doesn't do much work, and then when people tell him to do the work, he'll be like, nah, I don't want to do that. So then why ask?
Yeah. Well, why be here? Why be here?
Right, why work? Like, where I'm literally busting my ass off. I come home, I get picked up from work, and my hands looking all like dirty and shit, and you out here clean as a fucking a duck when getting washed by Dial's soap. Like, come on, bro.
Are we talking about Dana Brooke?
Oh, no. We could start that right now. ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if I sound a little down. I'm just really tired. But I'm welcome, sorry, man. People. Have a beautiful morning on a Sunday. Where I was, it was pretty raining, consistent, like, all day. That's another thing, too. I worked in, like, pouring rain yesterday, man.
Yikes.
It was just one of those days. Yeah, it was just one of those days. But, I hope the weather's doing better today for everybody. And, we had some SmackDown fallout a little bit. I was talking to Drew yesterday a little bit about the ending of Collision. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of mad they kind of did the same tag team match, just swapped out a couple wrestlers. That kind of bothered me a little bit. But, and then we're going to get into this. I don't know. Is it even a controversy, Drew?
You talking about the great Dana Brooke works hard debate?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is this even a controversy? Like, what is this? Like, I forgot. It's so funny. I forgot you can't have an opinion on somebody's fucking on somebody as a wrestler. Like, as if they didn't do that shit in the 80s.
Yeah. It's just like,
I mean, let's just call it for what it is. This whole kissing ass society nowadays. We have to kiss ass. You have to stroke somebody's dick. You have to do this, that, and the other in order to make them feel good. Let's just call it for what it is. Dana Brooke has been in WWE for almost 10 years, if not 10 years, and it has shown no real noticeable improvement. So what if she could do a fucking handspring into the corner, back elbow? So what? Snooki did that at WrestleMania. Who cares? It's about what you're doing now. And she hasn't progressed. She hasn't gotten any better. Now, can you say that maybe WWE has to put her in the spotlight? It doesn't matter. She's had plenty of opportunity to go down to the Performance Center, work on some things, come back stronger, show them why people should get behind her, show the people why, you know, she should be getting longer matches on TV. You got to show people, and she hadn't really done that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, and you know what the fucked up thing is? It's always wrestling. Like, you never hear this in any other medium. It's like in Hollywood, like, fill in the blank of whoever you think is a bad actor. You never hear people come out. You never hear other actors say, oh, this actor is a great actor because they work hard. Or same thing in like the NBA. Like, you know, think of the worst player in the NBA. Like, who do you think is the worst player in the NBA?
There's a lot of guys who have questionable contracts that shouldn't be in the league.
I just can't think
off the top of my head right now.
All right, so RJ, you're the Knicks. You're like the Knicks. Who do you think is the worst player on the Knicks?
Worst player on the Knicks, I would say that guy. What's his name? I would say, honestly, out of all the talent we got, I would say that kid. What's his name? Trevor Keels. He's probably the worst guy, but I mean, not by
right.
Not by much. So, I wouldn't play him.
So imagine if like everybody on Twitter just starts ragging on this kid, and then you see like Jalen Brunson or Josh Hart come out and be like, they work hard though. You don't know anything. You guys are just children. It's like, but he sucks. Like with wrestling, it's like, I get it with wrestling. There's this like kinship with everybody. Everybody has to look out for everybody. But it's like, if you think like, if someone sucks, they just suck. Like there's really no, right. Like you never hear this about the men though. It's always the women. Like with the men, it's like, we rag on Baron Corbin and say he sucks. You know what Baron Corbin would say? Oh, that's nice. I'm just gonna go home and cry in my mansion.
Yeah, like exactly. he just looks like a fucking champ.
Just from that compliment, I'm gonna go cook me a steak.
Exactly. But here's another thing too, right? This whole thing of the fans can't cheer and boo who they want to. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Cora Jade, you know, hasn't really been lighting the world on fire as far as like her in-ring work goes. Yeah. But as a heel, she's been killing it. She's been killing it as a heel, and she's coming into her own as a heel. And the people at NXT appreciate that. They appreciate that. So guess what? They're going to cheer the person who has the most established character between the two, and they're going to cheer. And plus, who asked for this feud? Who asked for it?
Nobody
asked for this whatsoever. Because like you said, Monty, beating Dana Brooke, what is that going to do for Cora Jade? Ain't that's like Dana Brooke is no former fucking champion. What like, championship has she won? What has she done?
She's done nothing.
Like,
24/7? Like, get the fuck out of here.
What you said earlier, when we talked about it, like, she's been in the game for like 10 years. People dead ass forget. Vince McMahon himself tried to push her as Charlotte's protege. It failed. If that failed, what did you think else was gonna work?
Flopped. Everything she's ever done. Flopped.
She wasn't even good in NXT. Like I remember her in NXT, like briefly. I'm like, another blonde with big tits, nothing special. And then she gets put on the main roster. And I just remember it's just like, this girl is not very good at anything. Like I remember she tried doing the simple spot of distracting the baby face, which is like wrestling 101, the simplest thing to do. And she sucked at that.
Yeah. Like, but I will say one thing Mickey said that I will agree with, and I will agree with this, is that WWE has to bear somewhat responsibility for this, because they did rush her up to the main roster, because at that point in time, when they did call her up, that was when NXT was starting to get really indorific. It was starting to really, really become Ring of Honor light, and they got her up out of there. They got her up right up out of there. But that, you know, whatever. You can work through that. What has she done to work through that?
Right, but then you have Mickey saying that we're all children because we don't think she's good. It's like, okay,
Mickey,
what the fuck?
Mickey, just, I get it. You're trying to defend your friend, but calm down.
I'm gonna defend my friend too. If someone's talking shit about y'all, I defend y'all. But it's just for someone like Mickey to talk down to the fans because they don't think Dana Brooke is good. It'd be one thing if someone said, "Dana Brooke, you suck. Go kill yourself. You're not worth anything." Like that's pushing it. Obviously,
that's way over the line, and that's childish behavior.
But I'm just gonna say you're not very good in the ring. Like you suck. You're not good. Like you need to not be in wrestling anymore. You've shown that you have not improved. You haven't even, matter of fact, actually, you know, you'll be shocked. Me and Justin agreed on one thing. She at least did one thing right in that match. She sold.
She did.
Yeah, when she was selling the quote unquote injury, and I use quote unquote for a reason. So we agreed she did one thing right in the past 7 years. She sold. But other than that, she's not good. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't even name you one impressive move
that she does. The handspring in the corner, everybody does that. That's textbook
diva. If she was a part of the roster cuts, bro, nobody would have cared. It would have been like, oh, shame on Vince for releasing yada 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 yada, and then it would have been yesterday's news.
You're right.
They kept her around. She did nothing on the main. Like, be real, people. She was in a 24 title segment most of her time on the main roster. When they dropped the title, she got all but her because she was the last champion or whatever, and she won the mid-card title, and she thought she was going to be that title. Bro, be that champion? Come on. I just don't understand. I don't understand fans. If I think somebody suck, it's my opinion. Like, I don't know. Like, Mickey James, you had a lot of – I'll come at you real quick, too. You had a lot of feuds that just didn't work and, quite frankly, sucked after quite a few years in WWE. Don't forget Piggy James. I remember that.
I mean, can you really blame – that's more of just a creative thing going after her. Like, I can't really put that on her.
Yeah, you can't pin that on her.
I remember that. Go take your trash bags back to Impact, bitch.
Okay. Oh, God.
I mean, she's still a MILF. I can't take that away from her, but you know, I just
get out of here, bro. Like, I hate when people talk. I hate when people talk so high. Like, what are you doing right now? Impact champion, girl, quiet. Relax, simmer down. It's so sad. You went from top five. You probably went from top 10 best women wrestlers ever to like not even no more. Like what, bro? I was watching. It's so crazy how she has the nerve to like. I get it. Like, I get what Drew said. It's like a kinship thing of wrestlers.
Right.
But yo, I remember like all the women wrestlers that was wrestling back then in 2009, 2010, like the diva quote unquote era. Like, bro, you were going to stick up for Eve Torres. You were going to stick up for Alicia Fox. You were going to stick up for who else was it? You were going to stick up for who was it?
Alicia Fox.
Eve Torres.
Melina. Yeah, I said, yeah, you're going to stick up for all them? They
suck.
Well, Melina
was actually good, so.
Oh, Melina.
Eve Torres was actually good. I actually think Eve Torres was pretty good, in my opinion.
She was whack.
For that era of Divas wrestling, Eve Torres was the best out of a bad situation.
Alicia Fox was bum, bro. I can't believe, bro. I can't believe people would say she's so good. I looked at her accolades. She had one Diva title reign for 30 days. She's good. I hate people, bro.
She had talent, but she, again, like you said, she was kind of stuck in that rut of, you know, she's the quintessential, you know, diva in that divas. Yeah. Right now.
Alicia Fox should have been a manager. That's what she should have been. She should have been a manager because Alicia Fox does have vocal presence and she, you know, you look at her, she looks like something. But, that whole Alicia Fox is a legend. Okay.
Summer Rae is a legend.
Oh, don't get me started, bum ass.
I'll take Summer Rae over Alicia Fox and a lot of those other divas. I've seen Summer Rae work in FCW and NXT. Summer Rae was not that bad. It's that WWE never put Summer Rae in the ring to show that. And if it was, it was minimal shit. Like, trust me, this is me talking here. Summer Rae is better than Dana Brooke. I would have kept Summer Rae over Dana Brooke in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Summer Rae, she knew how to work them long legs. She worked that shit into her arsenal. Summer Rae was a whole lot better than what a lot of people give her credit for. But like I said, nope, people didn't really get a chance to see it because, well, she didn't wrestle all that much on the main roster. Look up her main roster matches, and it's probably, I don't know, a good 20. I don't remember Summer Rae wrestling like that on the main roster. And I was watching Raw and SmackDown every fucking week.
And you want to know something else? Like, you notice how no men have chimed into this Dana Brooke situation. It's just been the women.
Because they know it's bullshit. They know it's bullshit. That's why.
And she's actually back.
The only two men that have said something, but they're not actively a part of the roster, are fucking Tommy Dreamer and Vince Russo, of all people.
Well, Tommy Dreamer's a bum, and Vince Russo can suck a dick.
Bro, you work your ass off, bro.
Vince Russo literally is the main reason WCW died, and then on top of it, Impact started being bum with the addition of Hulk Hogan and shit. Like, bro, why do you talk? I don't like this dude. I really don't like Vince Russo. He tries to take so much credit for something so little he did back then. It pisses me off. It really does. He sucks. Your bad creative decisions outweigh like that one or two good things you did with Vince. Like, come on, bro. I hate that dude. And Tommy Dreamer, you stick up for everybody on that flight to hell. So you could go suck a dick and die. Really.
Oh God.
Yeah, fuck you, Tommy Dreamer. You're a piece of shit. You defend all those people on that flight. Yeah, you can go to hell. I'm sorry. You can go to hell. You can go to hell with your 1990 sweatpants.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I hate him. He's a scumbag. He's a piece of shit.
Looking like Randall from Clerks. Fuck him.
Yeah, looking like a bum. He looked like a dude that worked in like the fucking arts and craft department at Walmart. Get out of here, bro. We're in the same outfits and shit.
Wait, what?
Would you like some stickers? I have some extreme ones.
What's some barbed wire? Here, yeah, Tommy Dreamer smells pants, like 1999.
My man's pants is so dried out, the black is not black no more. It's literally just gray area.
It's charcoal. It's charcoal color.
Like, bro, get out of here. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. I think she sucks. Quite frankly, she's taking up a spot on NXT for another up-and-comer that could be using that spot to fight Cora Jade.
And and there's a lot of girls down there that are ready for that spot. I seen footage of this girl. They got this girl named Monica something. Oh, that girl is good. And she's blonde. She's blonde with big boobs. So there you go. That's your replacement. Get out of here. Goodbye. Oh, get out of here. Yeah, like, yeah, we're in the mood really today, confused. People. We're in the really mood today.
She showed up again, and then she had a match with Cora Jade. I'm like, why? Why is this a thing?
I actually woke up during when that match happened because I fell asleep during the tag team number one contenders match. Not because it was bad. I was just not because it was bad. I was just tired. So, and I was relaxed too. So, you know, I just kind of took a little nap, and I didn't hear my wife get. I didn't hear Betty getting home. And so when I woke up, she was like right in the room. I'm like, what the fuck? And then right on the TV was Cora Jade and Dana Brooke. And she just goes, why is Dana Brooke in NXT? And I go, because she sucks. and she just starts chuckling.
She fucking sucks. That's why. And look,
yeah, she's bad.
Like I said, no noticeable improvement whatsoever, people. Like I said, anybody named Mama could do the cartwheel handspring shit. Everybody, that's textbook Diva 101. That ain't nothing impressive. Name me something. Name me a move of her. I can't even tell her finish. I can't tell you her finishing maneuver. I don't even know it.
It's like they rushed Carmella to fucking main roster. Carmella's at least good. Like, yeah, I take Carmella over Dana Brooke.
Yes. Carmella's serviceable in that ring. Carmella can
She has an annoying gimmick. She has a character.
Yeah.
Like, as much as you can say, at least she has a character. Like,
yeah, I ain't got no problems with Carmella. Mm-hmm. I got no problems with her whatsoever.
And then even Corey thinks fucking Dana Brooke sucks.
Corey Graves?
Yeah, like, what was that? Didn't he put out a tweet, like, talking shit about Dana Brooke?
Wasn't that a couple of years ago? And everybody was mad at Corey Graves?
Yeah, I think he was like on television, like shitting on Dana Brooke, and then she went on Twitter. She's like, like, you know, getting all pissed off. And he was just, I think he was just like, what? You suck.
Why are you crying for him? Why are you crying for him?
She definitely does.
Garbage. Sorry.
But ladies and gents, just to be clear and let y'all know, we do not care. We don't care what people think. She sucks.
Oh.
Clear and clear. She sucks.
Fake ass fans. Fake ass Dana Brooke fans.
Yeah, she's bum. Fake ass fans. She's bum. Bunzy. Bum.
It's like, when was the last time this shit happened where everyone decided to become a Dana Brooke fan? When
it's like when people started cheering for Zack Ryder. Like, oh my god.
Hey, Zack Ryder at least has talent. Like,
Can work.
I mean, remember the whole fucking Marco Stunt shit where, like, everybody was like, who the fuck is this kid on television?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody all of a sudden, Marco Stunt is the next Rey Mysterio, and he's this, that, and the other. Like, nigga, what?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, and where's Marco? How's that working out now? That didn't age well now, did it?
Yeah, he's like, nowhere to be found.
Because where's Marco Stunt right now? Where is he today? Where is he? I can't find him. I know he's short, but I can't find him.
He went back to fifth grade or something. God. I don't know.
Marco Stunt. And oh my God, look at this fucking guy. Speaking of another bum, Monty, your favorite. I guess we can go ahead and talk about this.
What happened?
Your boy, Terry Crews, Moose, signed a new multi-year deal with Impact.
Moose?
You mean multi-$100 deal? He's starting to make $800 now?
He didn't want to leave his friends in Impact because he didn't want to go to another company to make friends.
No. See, what it was is that nobody was calling for it.
That's insane. I can't believe he... I feel like that just goes to show you nobody wants you, so you stay.
Long-term deal.
Long-term $100 deal. That's the first I've heard.
Long time. Long
instead term. Instead of 300, he getting $400.
He's like, I don't need to go to other companies and wrestle top stars to get better. I need to stay in Impact and wrestle the likes of Josh Alexander and whoever the fuck is in Impact.
Trey Miguel. Oh my God, Moose. Good Lord.
Oh man. Oh
man. Oh man, AEW didn't even want him.
Well, AEW signs. Doesn't want big guys in general, but they didn't.
Tony Khan signs everybody named Mama.
Nah, they don't utilize big guys right. I mean, technically, I know. Honestly, well, no. Technically, you RJ or Drew, one of y'all said it last week. They finally had a really good, nice big man match between Wardlow and Luchasaurus.
Yeah,
well, well, like you said, they don't utilize big guys. I was gonna say they don't utilize black guys, right? But that's another story.
I mean,
yeah. Well, Swerve made another loss last night.
I would say the only recognizable black star they had, and he's injured now.
Who?
Scorpio Sky.
He's not injured.
Really? He's not injured. No one.
No, my man been in the back waiting to be on television for the longest.
Are you dead ass?
Yeah, he was on the show last night.
Bro, that's terrible, bro. I thought he was still injured this whole time. That's bad.
Oh, he's been cleared ever since I think the beginning of the year.
That's how they do that three-time or two-time TNT champion and a former tag team champion. Wow.
Man, Scorpio Sky, bro. Which is weird. Technically, too,
he got all the accolades. I don't know why they treat them. They don't treat him like a big deal. Makes no sense.
Which is weird too, because he's one of the Young Bucks' friends from Cali.
Bro, he's nice. I fuck with Scorpio nice. Sky.
I like Scorpio Sky.
Me too.
He came a long way too.
Word. And you wouldn't. I don't know. And think about it. When he got signed, you didn't think he'll be that successful off jump.
I thought he was gonna be a tag wrestler with Kaz and Daniels, and that's pretty much it.
Right. Right. I agree with you. But damn, man, that's fucked up. Who did he lose to yesterday?
Nah, he was just like, he just showed up and cut a promo.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good, though. All right. Make himself known again. That's what's up. Yeah, by the time I got home, I already missed, like, legit half a Collision, bro.
I mean, I was kind of zoning out, not because the show was bad, but it was just like, it seemed like it was just kind of rinse and repeat from last week. But I mean, it was still enjoyable. I like the Christian Cage promo. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that feud's going to be good. Did he take the title? Like, is it his now? Did he say it's his?
He's kind of claiming it's his. He's like, I worked hard to get this title. And then he's like shitting on Toronto and he's from Toronto. And then he like makes a Cody Rhodes reference, which was kind of funny.
Why'd he do that? Come on, Christian. You way too old to be doing those jokes.
He's like, I'm not like most guys that use this company as a vanity project so they can... what is it like, you know, go through the roads? Like he said roads, but like,
ooh, damn.
I don't know. Christian's
that's
good.
Nah, he. That's not a joke. He pressed Cody. He said, "I ain't gonna use this to boost my popularity to be more marketable." Basically, what he said.
I don't know. Christian's fucking good. I love him. His evil turtleneck. I love that shit.
But bro, finally though. They used one of their vets in the right way, though. This feud is gonna go on for mad long, and let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. Let it go. At least it has a story. At least it's gonna keep going and going and going.
And the promos are gonna be good. Christian has not missed at all.
That's what I'm saying.
AEW. More so, he's just turning heel.
I fuck with that. They need to keep doing that more often. You got these, bro. Like I was telling y'all the other day, none of us wants to watch the Hardys wrestle. Let the Hardys have their own brand, the Hardy brand. They get a bunch of high flyers or people that like lost.
I don't even want that. That's what they've been doing for the fucking last 2 years.
No, but the way they do it, they just
home office shit or whatever the fuck that was. They do it, failed.
RJ, they're going about it the wrong way, bro. They're doing it comedy. It's they're not taking them as like legit recruits. You know what I'm saying? Like they're making fun of them, like. I don't like how they're doing it. They're going about it the wrong way.
They're wasting the private party's prime. They wasted Angelico and fucking Jack Evans and wasted fucking the Blade and the Butcher. Like, why are we wasting three tag teams and slapping them together underneath Matt Hardy? That didn't make any sense.
I love the Blade.
I do too. I like the Blade and the Butcher. I think those two guys are misutilized in AEW.
Those are day one AEW guys, right?
Yeah. The Blade. And that theme song is fucking sick, by the way.
I love when he stomps around the ring.
Oh, yeah. He got himself in better shape, too. I'm like, I don't know, bro. Fucking Angelico is hanging around with Serpentico and fucking Luther. Oh, God, spare me.
He got released, no?
No, Angelico's still there. Jack Evans got released.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got released.
Yeah. I think it's time for Jack to pack it up anyways. Jack wasn't necessarily looking good in the ring. Honestly, botching a lot.
What's going on with Hobbs? What he doing now? He's a mainstay on Collision now, right?
Yeah, he squashed somebody last night. Somebody named Prophet. He squashed somebody named Prophet.
Response. Yeah, he was. He squashed somebody last night.
Yeah, yeah. He squashed some guy named Jeremy Prophet.
Good. I'm really upset with the Hobbs. That's a crime. That's a hate crime, okay?
With that T.T. Marshall shit. I'm like, why? Yo,
with QT Marshall, and then he lost the belt literally right after. Like, oh,
I just thought something fucked up.
But Monty, you know what the crazy AEW fans say though, right? It's so good.
I don't know, man. I think Wardlow can't win that belt back, bro.
No, he doesn't need to. Move on. It's time to move on.
Wardlow just needs to fucking leave AEW in general.
Where's he gonna go? Is he gonna go to WWE or is he gonna go to Impact?
WWE.
Only reason he will go to WWE is because of Cody, though. Same with Ricky Starks. That's the only way I see them going.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody's at gateway to bring in more talent.
Yo, bro. They know who you are. I'm telling you, they'll take care of you. Yada yada yada. Like he basically be fucking WWE's agent on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wardlow could be their new Batista.
They had the opportunity to honestly. Let's be real, guys. They could have ran Wardlow and MGF quick because Wardlow had that momentum as soon as he beat him. But MGF wanted to play that shenanigans and he took the spotlight from Wardlow. That's essentially what he did. He took the spotlight from Wardlow and put it on him over that controversy, whether he was leaving or not. And it turned out to be nothing. And then that was it. TK stomped on Wardlow's momentum. Like, stomped on it.
And he made him look like a dick when he went out and he was like, when CM Punk had to give up the title, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight for the interim world title. Because that ain't the real world title, essentially what he said. And then he was like, I don't want to be in this battle royal. I want the TNT title. I'm like, huh?
That makes sense. I'd be like, bro, if you win the battle royal, you fight the interim, and then you'll fight the real shit.
Yeah, and the undisputed. And that's how you get the undisputed. And then
you're Wardlow.
Like, bro, it looked like a goof.
Yeah, he looked I hate to say this, but he looked dumb as fuck. Like, bro, did you not listen to the promo when you read it? Like, you sound stupid. Like,
it's bad, man.
Like, yeah, bad, man. But nah, man. I'm glad. I don't know, man. I just hope that this show does way better than Rampage, man. I really want them to put Rampage on YouTube.
Last night, I mean, they had a good show last night. I thought Andrade and Brody King had a good match.
Oh, he beat him? Andrade beat him?
Nah, by DQ.
His buddy came out.
With Andrade. They're getting frustrated with him.
Now we're going to see Andrade and fucking Aleister Black.
Yes. And then give us Andrade's group fighting
Rush.
Casa Black for the trio titles.
Rush, Jalistico, and Andrade. There you go.
Yes.
And fucking kick out Preston Vance. He's terrible. Kick him out. He sucks.
Yeah,
he can't do anything right.
Yeah, kick out negative.
Beat down right.
Yeah, kick out negative one, too. He sucks. Something.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, don't start that.
Fuck that. Fuck that kid. Fuck him.
Oh, no. You'll have the fans really at your neck. They'll kill you.
They'll show up to Yuri's house.
I'm kidding.
Your name's Drew Yari. I heard what you said about negative one, man. Don't you dare talk about negative one like that. You understand me?
He's a good boy. He didn't do nothing wrong. You shouldn't have hurt that boy.
You fuck around with me, you fuck around with negative one, I'm gonna show this trident right up your ass.
Yo, are you guys watching Forbidden Door tonight?
No, I'm watching Forbidden Horrors.
is Keisha Gray in that?
I don't know. Maybe I have to tell Justin about that because he'll definitely want to watch it. No, wait, that's Layla Gray. Never mind. But
Layla Gray.
If I can find a link, I'll watch it because I know Danielson and Okada is going to be good.
Yep. Omega versus Ospreay Part 2. That's going to be sick. I was telling RJ, like, I feel like this show is New Japan Pro Wrestling heavy winners this year, and it's good.
That's good. And Sonata should be eating fucking Jack Perry for lunch.
Bro. Remember how I was telling you, RJ, that Jack Perry and Orange Cassidy be getting their ass beat and they still somehow be winning?
Yeah.
I want Jack Perry to literally get... Yo. I want him to get his ass beat so bad, bro. That he just loses Jungle Boy. Like, it's just Jack Perry. Like, I beat the jungle out of you, boy.
You might want to reword that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Monty, did you hear what Sadada said about Jack Perry?
What'd he say?
He said, I don't even know who Jack Perry is. Who is he? This the guy they picked to face me for my IWGP Heavyweight Championship? He said, our championship is way, way more better than the AEW title. it's worth way more. Sadada had me rolling. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, like, I can't believe they had Jack Perry challenge him. Like, oh my, he's gonna get ass beat.
Yeah, Sonata about to eat this man alive. Mm-hmm. Jack Perry ain't ready for that shit. MJF and Tanahashi looks good too, because mm-hmm. Tanahashi doesn't do too much. He's not the strong style guy, you know. So he doesn't do that much, and MJF can work around him. So that should be pretty good too. I feel like not a lot of people are giving that match a lot of credit, even though the outcome is predictable though.
Nah, yeah, I'm excited. I think a lot of New Japan's gonna win. Like probably MJF might be the only winner, bro.
That's cool. That's fine. He's AEW champion.
Yeah. I'm happy with that though, because last year most of AEW won.
Yeah.
So, well, CM Punk's wrestling somebody from NJPW, I think.
Yeah, some old Kojima.
Dude. Yeah. Satoshi Kojima. Kojima.
Larian. In the Owen Hart Cup.
Yeah. I forgot they're still doing that.
Or as I call it, the fuck WWE Cup.
Yeah, he's in the game too. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because like, his wife supposedly hates wrestling, but she's gonna sign with AEW because she hates Vince.
Yeah, I looked up the roster. It wasn't them. It's really small.
Now she's so full of shit.
Yeah, but then again, Vince is kind of dirty for what he did.
Yeah,
she's still full of shit, in my opinion.
Well, I'm not gonna tell a woman how she should feel about her dead husband.
Yeah,
so I'm staying out of that. But yeah. I mean, as far as
I'm gonna continue bearing this bitch. No, I'm playing. But
God damn it.
Now Vince is full of shit too, but she's full of shit. But I'm just gonna keep Vince that to myself.
Full of shit. He really thought that little clip was gonna hold him? Come on.
And then like he's at the press conference and like that woman like interviewer or whatever, she's like asking him a fair question. He's like, I don't think I like the tone of your voice, lady.
Yeah, right? Mad defensive.
But yeah, let's move on, because let's move on, because I think I made this up. But anyways, AEW.
I love
it.
It's so good.
I think for Bindo, she might be pretty. It's gonna be pretty good. I think New Japan's gonna come out as like the real winners, and it's good. You can't have a cross brand promotion, and one promotion's always like literally just destroying the other. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work. You gotta have a balance, and
Tony Khan is gonna be all right because like. Tony Khan's gonna be alright. You wanna know why? Because his favorite wrestler is winning his match, so
The Tribal Chief, Orange Cassidy.
Yep, the Tribal Chief, Orange Cassidy. Freshly fucking squeezed, baby.
Yeah, that, that match is stupid as fuck.
I don't know, Orange Cassidy might as well just come out to Roman's old music. Donut, 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 donut.
He should. He should, because that's all he does. Fucking 2.999 kick out. All I do is
win, no matter what.
LOL, OC wins.
Orange Cassidy. You thought your favorite wrestler was gonna beat me? Orange Owens. Give her the belt, bro.
I wish that belt was on a nice fucking. Where's Pac? Is he still has a visa problem?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Hey, Pac, listen. I'm done with you. I'm not a fan no more.
Oh, damn.
I'm not a fan, bro.
Just like that?
You're so stuck up in your own small little ass. I don't understand it. I really don't.
What? Damn.
For real.
That's some venom there. Problem?
He doesn't want to travel to the States to wrestle? Well, then fuck you, bro. I'm not going to watch you wrestle. Simple as that. I don't even know where you're wrestling or if you are wrestling.
Well, fuck if there's problems, he can't help that.
Well, little dwarf fucking hobbit ass.
Is he hurt? I mean, he hasn't been wrestling anywhere else. I haven't seen him in Dragon Gate because he splits his time between AEW and Dragon Gate. He hasn't been wrestling in Dragon Gate either. So he might be hurt. He might be hurt.
All right, Pac, I'll take it back. My bad.
Monty over here about to motherfuck this guy, and he don't even know what's going on. God damn it, bro. Boy, you be jumping off the gun, man.
It getting tight, bro. How come he's never there?
Well, maybe he like a Miro. Maybe Tony Khan's like, man, I want you to put over Orange Cassidy again. He like, fuck you.
Hell no.
Fuck you, mate.
No.
Fuck you, too.
Nah, but literally though, it's so funny because I was thinking about it too. Like, I was just watching, and don't laugh at me, both of you. I was watching a Battleground pay-per-view like not too long ago.
Okay.
They suck. Most of them suck. But I watched the one where all Shield members fought in a triple threat, and that Battleground was actually high. Rusev fought Zack Ryder for the US title. It was a good match, but imagine if Vince was like, hey, Rusev, you had a really long United States reign. It's been going well, but I'm sorry to say, you're going to drop the title to Zack Ryder tonight. You think Rusev would be like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. Cool. No? What? What? Just going to ruin Rusev like I have to lose to Zack Ryder? It's the exact same thing. You're going to ruin Miro's character to lose to Darby. Come on, son. Get me sick. So sick. Darby Allin's the size of Miro's leg. One of them.
Well, Miro beat Darby Allin for the title.
Wow. But he was gonna repay that job back soon.
Yeah, like they Tony Khan wanted him to lose to him. Like to come back and to lose. Like what? You came on TV for 2 years, and then you want me to come back to lose? To a high schooler? In leggings?
In booty shorts? Don't forget about the booty shorts.
Nah.
I'd take Darby over Orange Cassidy, like any day of the week.
I do too,
because he actually wrestles. And you know what? I don't know if he's catching on, but he's changing his clothes now. You see that?
Yeah.
You see his pants?
His shit actually looks believable. Like whenever he like darts at somebody, it looks like it hurts.
Oh yeah, and he sells like a mother. He sells like he's dying.
He's not terrible on the mic. He's actually pretty decent on the mic.
No, he's my problem is my problem is his outfits. That's it. You a grown ass man wearing leggings? Nah, bro. I can't be friends with you. I can't even be a fan of you. What?
Can I get some skinny jeans?
I just need to cut them to the butt. What?
Booty shorts.
Darby, I like it like that. What? Darby.
Where are my beauty shorts? I'm sorry, we're out of them, but we do have some khakis.
You're totally cramping my fucking style.
That's funny. That is funny. That is funny.
Do you know who I am? But, Darby Allin. And I'm gonna climb Mount Everest, and I'm gonna jump right off. Whoa!
I used to fuck Gigi Dolan, if you can believe that.
Her ass was so big. God. It was so big that she left my legs numb. That's why I had to get a divorce. I just couldn't do it anymore.
And then now she's dating a guy that actually looks like a grown man. That actually knows how to hit that better than me.
Oh, God. They don't call him a rascal for no reason.
Jesus.
Oh, wait. But yo,
bringing up Zachary Wentz there, he returned back to Impact, him and Trey Miguel. Start up the Rascals again. Uh-oh. And Impact, hopefully they take Impact signs Myron Reed. That could be good. That could be pretty fucking good. So that's something to watch out for. I think I might tune into Impact to see some of that. Because I like those guys. I think those guys are great. I think those guys are a great mixed batch of guys who are all different, but then come together and they it's really good. It's really good to see. So I like the Rascals. The Rascals, all four of those guys, just remind me of me and some of my friends, me, Kodak, Deuce, and Mav. They just, I don't know. We see ourselves in those guys. So, like, I don't know. The Rascals are just fucking fantastic. Fantastic team. Fantastic crew. So I'm definitely down to see whatever they do in Impact. And as heels, it looks like, too. So
still pissed off that Nash got fired, though. I'm still pissed off about that.
Yeah. Over that pitcher. That pitcher did him in. They ignored her the whole entire time. But all of a sudden, that pitcher got dropped. Oh, he's fired.
And then MJF, you know, who roomed with him, and MJF's a Jewish wrestler. He's like, he's not fucking anti-Semitic. What the fuck?
Nah. But you know what happened, though? And me and Monty said, well, I told Monty this like a while back when me and him was talking about it, when we was doing the evaluation of the Impact rosters. I think it was really a sensitive time, because remember the stuff in Ukraine happened too around that time?
That's
another reason why he got fired, was the whole Ukraine stuff with Russia. And everybody was all sensitive, this, that, and the other. And I think that the timing was just really, really bad. That's what did him in too.
Yeah, I mean, you got this bitter ex-wife who claims that he beat her, but that never fucking happened. And then, I don't know, they took the jealous ex-wife over the guy who didn't do anything. And then, I don't know, it's just, his best friend is black, and his ex-roommate was a Jewish wrestler, and you're gonna say he's racist. I don't know, stupid as fuck.
Not just his best friend, but three of his best friends are black.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, Myron, and fucking Wes.
I mean, he's obviously doing better since. I mean, he's dating Gigi Dolan. He has a job now. I mean, he's not like he's broke or anything. So.
No, he's been working. He's been working his ass off to get better. And he's going about things to the right way. He's not melting down.
Right.
Not melting down. He's still working. He's keeping his head above water. That's what you do.
Same thing with Wes. You know, Wes could have easily, you know, sank, but he, a year and a half later, he's the North American champion, so he's doing really well. I mean, both guys are doing really well. It's just one of those things that just sucks out how it happened, and you just wish it could have, you know, you just wish it could have gone a different way, more positive way, but I'm happy for both guys, honestly.
I'm still holding out hope that he comes back sometime down the line.
I think he could.
I think he will. They rehired other guys that have done worse, so. Way worse.
I mean, Triple H obviously loves him. So I can see Triple H trying to bring him back, or Shawn Michaels, same thing. Mm-hmm. Awkward silence.
Sorry.
It's all good.
But no, if you guys want to start up another one, I'm going to have to start getting ready to go to work, unfortunately. Oh my god, I don't want to do this, but I have to. I don't know if I cut it off, will it
end everything? Well, you sent the recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you want to just cut it off right now because you got to leave, we can just, pick it up where we left off, or.
All right, cool. All right, people, I'm just going to hand things over to my two co-hosts, you know what I'm saying, RJ and Drew, because your boy got to go start getting ready to work. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. I don't know how I'm going to get through today, but I will. RJ, Drew, I hope you have a good Sunday, and I hope that if y'all do catch it, I hope y'all enjoy Forbidden Door.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Peace. All right, y'all. Catch you later.
Yes, sir.
Peace.